रहने के लिए याद में मजबूत रहना है। वरदान सारे दिन में वरदान काम आता है ना। ड्रामा के ढाल को
द ब्लेसिंग
सामने रख, खुशी की खुराक खाने वाले
मे यू बी
सदा शक्तिशाली
कॉन्स्टेंटली पावरफुल बाई ईटिंग द नरिशमेंट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड कीपिंग द शील्ड ऑफ द ड्रामा इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू।
आत्मा को शक्तिशाली बना देता
है। ऑफ द नरिशमेंट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस मेक्स द सोल पावरफुल।
कहते भी है
इट इज सेड
खुशी जैसी खुराक नहीं,
देयर इज नो नरिशमेंट लाइक हैप्पीनेस।
इसके लिए
फॉर दिस
ड्रामा के ढाल को
यूज द शील्ड ऑफ द ड्रामा वेरी वेल।
मामा किए पहले पहले छोटे थे ज्ञान की तलवार।
Mama always used to say, the sword of knowledge, the shield of drama,
ज्ञान की तलवार, योग का कवच,
and the armor of yoga, the sword of knowledge, the armor of yoga, and the shield of drama. How would it seem if one was missing?
यदि सदा ड्रामा की स्मृति रहे,
इफ यू आर ऑलवेज अवेयर ऑफ द ड्रामा व्हिच एवर हैज हैपेंड इट्स पास्ट इन अ सेकंड, यू कैन नेवर विल्ट,
खुशी गायब नहीं हो सकती
एंड योर हैप्पीनेस कैन नेवर डिसअपीयर,
क्योंकि ये ड्रामा कल्याणकारी
है। बिकॉज दिस ड्रामा इज बेनेवोलेंट, देयरफॉर व्हेन यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट देयर इज बेनिफिट मर्ज्ड इन इवन अ सीन ऑफ द ड्रामा दैट डज नॉट अपीयर बेनेवोलेंट, यू विल ऑलवेज रिमेन हैप्पी। स्लोगन
और प्रदर्शन के दूर से दूर रहने वाले पर चिंतन,
may you remain far from the mud of thinking about others and looking at others. True invaluable diamonds are those who remain far from the mud of thinking about others and of looking at others. Om Shanti. This is Brother Mark. I'm sure you know him, Sister Diana's son, who came many times from Germany for weekends and long weekends to be with Diana. We'll have some meditation first.
The song हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है, हम हैं ओडिए औरों के लिए जिन्हें तूफानों में जलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है और संभलना है। जब तक न लगन हो सीने में बेकार है ऐसे जीने में, जब तक न लगन हो सीने में बेकार है ऐसे जीने में, चलना है हमें चंदा की तरह सूरज की तरह नहीं ढलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है और संभलना है, हम हैं ओडिए औरों के लिए जिन्हें तूफानों में जलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है। से आती है ये सदा हम आए अगर तू जीना जला, आकाश से आती है ये सदा हम आए अगर तू जीना जला, कभी हम है यहाँ कभी है खुशियाँ, हर हाल में हमको पलना है, हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है, हम हैं ओडिए औरों के लिए जिन्हें तूफानों में जलना है,
हमें उन राहों पर चलना है जहाँ गिरना और संभलना है,
Shanti, good morning. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the entire London family for caring for me these past few weeks while I was here. There's too many names to recite all in one go here and now. But there are souls that made it possible for me to stay so very close to the family here in the house and coordinated my stays and worried about my well-being and cared for me all this time, and also those that gave me lifts to and from the hospice. That was a great help. And generally those that are always there for me whenever I needed somebody to speak to. And also think of those in the night shift, which is my normal time to be active. And those that are normally on night shift, the brothers, and those that are surprisingly on night shift when they hung around to speak to me. Those that helped me arrange the funeral, and to everyone who made it a very beautiful ceremony. And also those that were very close at my side during the funeral and the days leading up and the days after the funeral. And then last but not least, the wonderful cooks that took care of my other well-being. So I guess it means thanks to everyone in the same way. I'm also very grateful to all who sent cards and good wishes to my mother, and all the gifts and good vibrations. Those who visited my mother, and again to all the BK family for the love over the years, and of course in the past half year the support and comfort given to my mother. My heart wishes I could give gifts to all of you, but I think my car wasn't quite big enough. So I do have a little something for Daddy, and there's a little story attached to that. When I came in December, around the time of the pantomime, I brought a gift for my mother, and she kept telling me how much she enjoyed that. She had it in a room in Sukhadam the whole time. And she also said whenever Daddy came into the room, her eyes were always drawn to this gift there. So because she told me this so often, I have here for Daddy a brand new gift. It's the same one. I may just unpack it in a second. I know that after being here for the past few weeks, that by giving this gift to Daddy, she will be able to return the love and joy of this gift, probably 100-fold to all of you. So, yeah, thanks again to all and to Daddy.
Daddy, I'd like you to wait just a few minutes because there's something she wants to give you, so it's just on its way, it's walking. Om Shanti. Yesterday, I had the opportunity of being with Daddy on the journey to Worthing and, of course, the program in Worthing. And it's very lovely that they've got a hotel about a minute and a half away from Baba's house where they're going to start having regular programs. They've been having regular programs every month for the past year, but this is a minute and a half away, and the whole room was packed, and Daddy was just amazed. 48 hours they'd got the program together, and so it was really amazing. So it just seems that wherever one goes, there are souls just thirsty, waiting for Baba's knowledge and love. But what I want to share is something that Daddy was sharing in the car on the journey. And she said how there's a difference between... Okay, let's do the ceremony first. And so she was saying how there's a difference between suppressing something, and then she used the word samana and merge separately, And at that time, I was so engrossed in hearing her, I didn't think about how I'd translate these words. I was just interested in soaking it in myself. I asked her what's the difference, but I didn't think about how to translate these words. But her point was, of course, when you suppress something, then that's going to be there and other things will come up. But your discontent with whatever it is you've suppressed is going to erupt and it's going to cause a disturbance. It won't allow you to fully grasp knowledge. It won't allow you to have yoga. And so not to suppress anything. That was clear. Then she said, samana and merge. And I said, well, is there a difference between the two? Because normally when we use the word samana, Jessu, we usually say merge, right? Yeah. But now she was, this is a trick that Daddy's picked up since last year. She'll use a Hindi word, and then the English word that we normally use to translate it, she'll use it in different contexts. She's done that to us several times now. And so you have to think and churn, but how to translate this other word? So samana, okay, to put it in within yourself. And her point was that you're keeping it still there. And yes, it's not causing a disturbance, but there's still some mark, some imprint. But when you merge things, it's really finished, it's gone, and you can move on. And so there's no mark left at all. And so when you move on, then you're able to face the new situation with freshness. Otherwise, you're still carrying things from the past and it's going to impact it in some way or another. So maybe that'll be the trigger for her to explain it further now. But that was what she shared yesterday. And today I take leave to go to Accra, Ghana, just for a couple of days. A few things to sort out there. And I come back on Monday. So I'll see you all on Tuesday, and then I have the amazing fortune of going to Madhuban. I can't remember how many people, right from the telephone operator to the brothers in Sukta in Gyansruva, Daddy's cottage, kept asking me, sister, when are you coming back? And I kept saying, October, October. You know, sometimes you know that this is your diary. Sometimes I don't even know about October, so I say drama. But this time I knew that I'd be going back in October. It was fixed, it was clear. And here's drama giving me extra bonus of going to Madhuban for a few days, especially with Daddy. So I was just thinking it must be decades since I travelled alone with Daddy. Because Hansa Ben's usually there to care for Daddy, but this time Praveena Ben's there to receive Daddy the other end. And so it'll be a fantastic opportunity to go with Daddy, my good fortune. And Daddy's blessings, because first I thought that when we were sitting here, when the phone call from Nirbhay Bhai came, Daddy was still meeting people here in the auditorium. And then, you know, she was wanting me to translate, and there was I on the phone. I said, Nirbhay Bhai. So then he spoke to her, and he was asking her to come. And at that time, she didn't say yes to him. She said, okay, I'll think about it. And she remembered that it was a UK teachers. She doesn't normally remember dates, but she remembered it was UK teachers. So, an hour later, when I went upstairs to see her, she decided she was going to go. She didn't discuss it. She decided. And then she also said, but you come too. And the purpose of going is, well, whatever else happens, but also to present to the family in Bharat, because many of the main brothers and sisters will be there, the Just a Minute project, because Baba expanded it, and rather than just a program for London or even a project for London, it's now become global, Baba said. And so especially if Bharat come on board, then that makes a big impact anyway. How much? 90% of the Brahmin population is in Bharat. It's about 10% that's abroad. So if 90% of the Brahmin world get involved, that's big. And so Daddy's thought was to share however much we've been able to sort out, there's a lot more discussions to have. And you're going to be invited to a service meeting shortly. I'll let Maureen make the announcement for that. But it's going to be an opportunity to meet the main teachers in India to share this idea. And I'll be back very soon. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Mark ko ye pata ho.
Mark should know.
Diana meri bahut achhi friend rahi hai.
That Diana's always been my good friend. I had brought her from Hong Kong especially. I knew she had a son, but I didn't know who this son was, but I know now. She used to tell me I have a son in Germany. So the mother played her part, and the son is Baba's beloved child, and he's playing his part. And so what should Baba's son be like? Brave. As you heard in today's Baba's Murli, you heard the Murli, that he's assuming that you were in the Murli. Yes, don't ever miss reading the Murli or listening to the Murli. Continue to listen to the Murli. The classes that you hear from Dadi here directly, they get sent around by email. So read those classes and always think that this is your home and that you're going to Germany just for service. This is my Baba's home, my father's home, so it is my home. Then there will be happiness and intoxication about who you are and who it is you belong to. Jinti Ben shared news just in shortcut. But a bit more clearly, when there's anything that's suppressed within, it means knowledge also gets suppressed. That is to say, there is knowledge, but the happiness and the power of that is not in an emerged form. And then the conscience, the mind, bites, conscience bites in a sense.